I have two wastewater agreements for council's consideration. The first being Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 746. This agreement is brought forward by developer Richard D. Boyle from Gaithersburg, Maryland. The location of his project would be Bay Forest Road and Scissor Bill Road in Millville. This will be an expansion of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 32 residential subdivision units. The system connection charges total $181,408. We do have the approvals from our engineering department and DENREC already. We're expecting 36 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $10,176.75. The proposed construction cost is $67,845. And I shall read for you the supporting motion.
Please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 746, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Bay Forest LLC, care of Natalie Communities, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bywood Manor, located in the Bay in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Any questions for Mr. Godwin? I'll accept the motion, please.
I'll make the motion.
And then I have a second. If there's no further discussion, I'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Second wastewater project is Sussex County Project Number 81-04. This is Fairway Village Phase 3, Agreement Number 844-2. The developer here is one Frank Capano from Newark, Delaware, town of Ocean View, County Road 84 and County Road 368 is the location. This will be part of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving 64 single-family lots. Sewer connection charges here will total $270,592. As before, we already have the approvals from the Sussex County Engineering Department as well as the Delaware Department of Natural Resources. We're expecting 45 days of construction and a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $32,834.85, with a proposed construction cost of $218,899. The motion for this agreement will be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Estates of Fairway Village LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Fairway Village Phase 3, located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
A motion and a second to approve. The resolution read by Mr. Godwin. Any questions? If not, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have one more item for your consideration this afternoon. I have two requests that have been brought to us from our neighboring towns for disbursements from your annual municipal police fund grant fund. The first one is from the town of Frankfort. This will be their second request to wrap up their 2009 budget of $25,000. They're requesting the entire balance remaining in their fund of $16,079.30. This will be for operational costs as well as phone and internet equipment and some vehicle maintenance. The other town that would like a disbursement, this would be their entire disbursement to the town of Ellendale, $25,000, which would be mostly for capital expenses, printer, weapons system, police patrol bike, and some operations salary and some ammunition. I'd like to make a motion I'll make the motion. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve both requests for disbursement as previously explained from the annual municipal police grant fund.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Yes, I'll second that. If they need more ammunition, I'm all for it.
It has been moved in second to approve the grants as read by Mr. Godwin. Any discussion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you,
Mr. Godwin. Bill Lacates and Brandy Bennett.
Good afternoon, Council. We're here today to give a report on the first Sussex County rental program application that the committee and we've been reviewing for some time. I'm going to give a brief overhead since it's been so long that the rental program was introduced and actually passed before some of the new members. Brandy will give our results and the final report on the particular application, which is Arbors of Cottagedale. The program summary is, the program was originated and approved December 9th, 2008 to stimulate affordable rental housings for the working citizens of Sussex County. It is a pilot program for 36 months. It can be adjusted to run smoothly and effective, and at the end of the term, make the necessary changes, such as the moderate price housing program that we have in effect. The main parameters, the development thresholds is a minimum of 25 units the developer has to be building, located in a town center, development area, environmental sensitive district area, or land that is designated on a town's comprehensive plan as lying within the town's growth and future annexation area. Public water and sewer has to be planned or in effect when the units are built. Proposal with 25 to 64 total units must contribute 40% all of the units to Sussex County rental program inventory. Proposal with 65 or more must contribute 15% of all its units to Sussex County rental program inventory when a minimum of 26 SCRP units. Developer incentives, bonus density of 20% and expedited review through the county's planning and zoning process. Tenant eligibility, they must live and work in Sussex County for at least 1 year prior proceeding application. However, employers may request waivers to this restriction. Applicants must maintain a SCRP unit as a principal occupant and primary residence. Be the eligible income as defined. Affordability controls. Lease agreements will be renewed annually. SCRP units in inventory must be maintained as affordable for a period of 30 years. Income and rents. Tenants must earn between 30 and 80% of the area medium income. Income limits are defined, and I have them available. I'm not going to go over them because they are 30 to 80% of the area medium income. Brandy will do.
Good afternoon, members of council. I'm just going to do sort of an outline of the application that was presented to our department. As Mr. Lacates mentioned, this is the first project that has applied for the rental program. The developer is Mid-Atlantic Development Adventures, LLC. The property name, as was mentioned, is Arbors of Cottagedale. The builder will be MBM Construction, LLC. The size of the property is about 18 acres, and it's located just south of Plantation Road and the intersection of Shady Road. It's kind of behind Home Depot in Lewis. And as you're aware, that side of the county, there's close proximity to shopping, employment, medical facilities, and school. It's in the state strategies level 2. It is in the environmentally sensitive district as per our comprehensive plan. It does have confirmed public water through Tidewater Utilities. Sussex County engineers have confirmed sewer availability for an initial 80 units, but have reviewed the developer's sewer concept plan and if they connect to the required location and perform the upgrades, they may obtain the higher density that they're requesting. The application proposes 216 total units, which are multifamily units. There are 9 total buildings of containing 24 units. There will be market rate units of 184 market rate units, 32 Sussex County rental program units based on the 15% requirement. The units will range in size from 750 to 1,100 square feet. They are offering 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, and the rental prices as per the ordinance will be 25% of the household income for each unit. Some of the features of the project, there will be a pool, recreation area, and walking trail. The developer is also proposing universal design units. 9 of those will be available, and 2 of them will be through our rental program. Now, we did receive plus comments through the application dated January 15, 2009. DENREC praises the developer for proposing to build multifamily units on a brownfield site, but DENREC says they will work closely with and monitor the developer to ensure that the site is properly remediated and prepared for the construction of the proposed project. Obviously, that's something that will be handled in the planning and zoning process for this project. Other than that, we just want to ensure that the developer will sign the SCRP agreement, which is very much like our MPHU agreement. It's the actual contract that will bind the developer to the program within 30 days of your preliminary approval. The initial site plan that was submitted with the project did not include or show how the units would be placed throughout the project evenly, so we will require that, and I assume the Planning and Zoning Commission will require that as well. That's all I have, and if there's any questions, I've also attached a map so that you can see where the project will be located.
Are there any questions from Council? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, just the program units, the county rental program units, there's 32, and they're going to be in that program for 30 years. Is that what you all said? So
yes.
It's not like in a couple of years they can go into the market.
Right.
It's like 30
right.
years.
All, okay. Yes, mm-hmm. And they are in the program. They can't, yes, they're available for that time.
And we are going to be overseeing this?
Yes.
And we'll be managing it.
We'll be doing the documentation.
We'll be managing our portion.
The 32 will be making sure.
They'll have their own sort of managing company there, yes.
But, I mean, as far as whether they're complying.
Right.
You'll never know.
Income-wise. Is that something we have to stay on all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll verify that with...
That's where my overtime comes in.
Oh, okay. Yes, I see.
I don't know. Patty's overtime. Now you're overtime.
Well, what do you do if you have extra people move in or something? How do you keep track of something this?
So that's the code, landlord-tenant code, period, which is hard to enforce, as everybody knows. But, that's something to address. They'll have to sign a lease like anybody else would. I mean, it's still the same as the open market.
Yeah, they're still susceptible to the actual lease agreement. So if the management company finds that they are, not in compliance with the initial lease, then they're still subject to eviction as well. They're not held to any higher standard or anything.
Well, does the landlord-tenant code prohibit them from bringing in roommates?
Yes.
It has
definitely how many you can have per bedroom.
Right.
Yeah, and outside your family. The probably the biggest thing here is I think that we would hold over their head to they would be evicted by breaking the lease, which would be in there, is that where are they going to get? They only have to pay 25% of their income for rent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they lose that, I mean, that's a big, you're really talking about individuals that this would probably be last resort to find rental property. I mean, good rental property in a good area near the work, hopefully.
And as we mentioned, this is a pilot program, so we're definitely expecting things to come up as soon as this actually is built and we get some applicants in there. So we'll assess the situation as it comes and see if there's anything that we can do to ease the issues.
So you don't envision bringing us a whole bunch of these over the course of the next couple of years? You kind of want to test the waters with this one?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And, yes, mm-hmm. And you know, all honesty with the market, so most surprising that this one has come forward, same as the MPHU. I mean, until that comes back, it, you know, who
it
knows?
It really isn't. I believe when we've talked to Lawrence before, not too many projects actually come through planning and zoning to be rented entirely. Usually they're built to sell, so there's not very many projects like this.
But with that being said, I do see the rental market probably needed with the foreclosures as much as anything right now, because of the number leaving their home and having to find a place to live.
That's the main breadwinner here, is that household income. That means husband, wife, everybody lives there? Or
yes, all incomes. Mm-hmm. Even the 19-year-old, that's working. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All incomes, okay. What happens if Denrec cannot restore this place? I mean, we've got nothing, right?
Right. Well, that's in the planning and zoning mm-hmm. hands, so if it doesn't go through them, then the mm-hmm. project, I presume, will be dead through the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to... The only thing today is we're here to you know, let you mm-hmm. make a decision mm-hmm. whether you think it deserves expedited review mm-hmm. and bonus density, but everything else is coming back to you and the commission first, and they've got to be approved all the way with everybody. I mean, there's... We don't guarantee any of that. We just say that you've met our guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Right. And your recommendation is that we should do this, right, move forward?
Well, we,
yes,
yeah,
meaning our guidelines. Project here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because it can be stopped sure. anywhere along the way.
I remember you talking about a maximum of 80 units at one point.
Brandy That's brought it the, up, that is.
With the sewer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I actually...
You've got the... Okay. All
right. I actually did speak to John Ashman, and he said that there was a sewer concept plan submitted, and they have responded to it. And as long as they hook up to the appropriate place and make the upgrades, then they can service
the higher limits. Okay.
But, Mike, that won't shortchange somebody else wanting to develop their property in that service area because we've maybe given this project those additional units.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. I'm pretty certain that we have provided them a location that will not impact other projects. And Brandy is right. They would have to do these upgrades and connect to this different location if they're going to go to the higher density.
I got you.
Will this be our first sewer lines going into a brownfield situation for residential use?
First one. I remember another situation, but I don't think that property ever got developed.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a motion, Mr. McKinney?
Be it moved that Sussex County Council grants preliminary approval for the Sussex County Rental Program application of Mid-Atlantic Development Ventures, LLC, contingent upon the applicant obtaining zoning approval and signing an SCRP agreement prepared by the county attorney.
Somebody make that motion, please.
So move you.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve. Motion read by Ms. Bennett. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
No.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
You didn't like
it. Location,
you just don't like the program.
It's on top of a dump.
How many clicks all
in? Methane gas and all that crap.